All right. When was the last time you got on an airplane, took a look at the food and said, that looks delicious? SmarterTravel.com found some pretty disgusting things in airline food. Things like maggots, needles, even broken glass, if you can believe that. CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg talked to us earlier about how bad the situation has become.
International flights are catered, and there is airline food. Domestic flights, there's food for sale. The real key here is where is it catered? And in which city is it brought on the plane? And it depends because I don't eat airline food because people don't eat airline food because they're hungry. They eat it because they're bored. And, you know, a tray of food is put down in front of you for the next 6 hours and you think you have an obligation to consume all of it. For me, if you're going to have airline food, keep in mind that 99% of it is prepared under the strictest conditions, environmentally safe conditions where refrigeration is key. And it's brought to the plane in refrigerated trucks. Now, let's do the flip side. All cooked food on an airline is actually food by definition that's cooked twice, if not three times. And that's one of the reasons that they use all those heavy sauces on all those meals in a sort of a failed attempt to maintain moisture. Another reason not to eat it. However, having said that, there are international airlines out there that do an exceptional job because they're still competitive on those routes and doing really great airline food in all classes of service, first, business, and coach. I just came back 2 days ago on an airline that's about to serve service to Washington, D.C. next month called Etihad. It's the airline of Abu Dhabi. These guys go over the top with airline food. They actually have a real chef on board. I'm not kidding. He's not a flight attendant where they give him a hat. Mm. He's actually a chef who's a flight attendant, and there's food cooked to order.
What, if any, oversight is there, Peter? I mean, we've heard these horrible stories about these disgusting things showing up in airline food. It makes you think that nobody's really watching the cook in the kitchen.
Well, you know what? The oversight is a problem. Listen, every time you have a situation where you're outsourcing your work, and catering now is not usually owned by the airline. It is in some cases, but most of the time it's not. So catering is an outsourced service, and every time you outsource it, you have to ask the question, who is supervising and who is inspecting? And 9 out of 10 times, the answer is the people who are making it are inspecting it, but not the people who are ordering it. And there's a breakdown there.
Peter, I'm surprised that the airlines haven't gotten the message. I mean, we might grumble about paying extra fees for things, but we will pay, passengers will pay for services that they like. I'm surprised they haven't upgraded the food and just charged us more.
Well, what they've really done on most of the airlines, not the really over-the-top airlines like the one I just mentioned, Etihad, or Lufthansa, or Swiss Air, or Singapore, they all distinguish themselves with a great food service. But what most of the airlines have done, because of the points that you raised, they've actually attempted to simplify the food. Keep name brand items that people can recognize, you know, whether it's Nabisco or Sun-Made Raisins or things that people recognize, and just keep it simple, keep it portable, and not cook it. The best thing you can do is, as long as you've got good refrigeration, make food available to passengers that's not difficult, that's not complicated, and that doesn't sit for long periods of time without it being supervised.
CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg.